You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Within 24 hours, we're going to become to the holy day of Purim. And I want to share with the Olam today maybe a new insight, another angle understanding what Purim is all about. We find a mitzvah in Purim. One of the mitzvahs of Purim is the mitzvah of Matonas Levyonim. You need to give presents to the poor. That's the translation, Matonas Levyonim. In Halacha, we find the Matonas Levyonim is something which cannot be given for Maaser, at least the main Matonas Levyonim, the first part, the first two Matonas cannot be given for Maaser. So it's a new concept that you need to give in Purim, something to an Ani, which is not part of the regular Tzedakah. What is that idea? Where does that come from? Why should Purim be different than a regular day? Furthermore, we find that there's a new condition, a new idea that we have in Purim, that kol poishet yad noistinoi. Anybody who asks, you give him. Why should that be that way? Usually it's daka, you have to look, we have to find who it is. We know the Yirmiyah davened to Hashem, but anshei anosis, the Rishayim, they should give tzedakah to the wrong people. Regular tzedakah. Meaning, because they didn't want to get the schus of tzedakah. Schus of tzedakah is you have to give tzedakah to the right person. Why is Purim different? You say kol poishet yad noistinoi. And just to end the questions about this, we find the Rambam brings the mitzvahs of Purim. And he says that when, you know, it's Hilchos Megillah and the Rambam is only two chapters. And the end of the second chapter, he speaks about the idea of Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim. And then he ends and he says the following. Mutov, famous Rambam, Mutov la'odom la'harbois b'matanos evyonim. It's better to give Matanos Levyonim la'harbois b'suhudosoy than to have a big suhudo. Uvishloach monis l'reiv. Uvishloach monis. It's better to give matanos levyonim. Why? Shein shav simcha gdoilo miflora. There's no bigger happiness and beautiful happiness. Ela sameach levanim v'yesoyimim v'almonois v'gerim. To make a poor person, an orphan, a widow, a ger, to be making them happy. Shem esaleach lev ha'umulolim ha'elu. Someone who makes people, the miskinim, you know, the poor people, the ones that don't have anything, doime l'shchina. He's like shchina. Shneamar la'chayis ruach shafalim u'lehachayis lev b'mkoyim. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out to people that don't deserve. So we, in Purim, when we give Matanos Levyonim, we doime to the shchina. That's how the Rambam almost concludes the inyan of Purim to tell you that Matanos Levyonim is more important. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest thing. So the simple shaila is, what does that have to do with Purim? You could say it any day. Every day of the year, it's greater to come and make a poor person, a widow, an orphan, you know, elevate their spirit. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. Why dafka in Purim, the Rambam tells you, Shinoi HaMishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and Matanos Levyonim is greater because you have a special inyan to be doim l'shchina. And he doesn't just bring the inyan of tzedakah. He brings the inyan that you have to say, like, l'achis ruach shafalim, l'achis l'nitkoyim, a special chiyus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the people that are depressed, that don't have. And that's a special inyan that connects to Purim b'davka. So, what is this idea? You have matanos levyonim, you give to the poor, a special inyan in Purim. You give it to somebody who doesn't deserve. And here, you have a special, unique concept of being doim l'shchina more than any other time. What's the idea? Where does this come from? So, we'll start with something else. Something that my father shared with me today. The inyan of davening in Purim. The Gemara tells us that it says regarding Mordechai Tzadik. So the Gemara says, What Mordechai is called Ben Yoyer, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. That's what the Megillah calls him. So the Gemara says, Tana Kulam al Shmoiniku. It's not really the sons. It's not talking about his fathers. It's the nicknames of Mordechai himself. What is a nickname? Ben Shiri Nem Shel Yisrael Betfilosoi. He lightened Am Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shimi. Ben Sheshoma Kel Tefilosoi. Because who listened to Adamani. Ben Kish, All the names have to do with the fact that he has a power of davening. Kish, meaning Hikish, all these things. So the Vilna Goyen in the Megillah asks, well, that way you can say that about anybody. The way the Gemara says, uses the names to put it, Kish means Hikish, Shorachim, Shimi, listen. You know, you can use it for any person in the world. What's the idea of the Dafka by Mordechai? We find this idea of davening. And we connect his names to davening Dafka. So the Goyen says the following. He says that the Gemara in Chulin, everybody's looking at that fame, he's going to get there soon. The Gemara tells us that why is Mordechai called Mordechai? Says the Gemara, Mordechai min ha-Torah minayin dechtiv mar deror. One of the simonim of the Ketoribus is called mar deror. It's a spice. It gives a good smell. Umetargaminan mira dachya. Mira dachya is the translation of that spice. And therefore, Mordechai is called Mordechai based on something which smells very good. So Mordechai is called al shem hareach. Mordechai al shem hareach. Ramosh, when he rendered this, Esther has the name Hadassah. Hadassah also smell. Has to do with smell. Says the Goyen, what's the idea of smell? Says, there's four senses in the head. Then you have also touching. But the four senses in the head is seeing, listening, the koyach of dibur, talking, and smelling. The first three have to do with Torah. You see, says the Goyen, Torah shebichtav. You see it written. You hear Torah shebaal peh, what a Rebbe teaches you. And you talk when you teach Torah. These three things have to do with Torah. But smell, reyach, has nothing to do with Torah. Torah, you don't smell Torah. It's nothing to do with smelling Torah. Where does smell apply? Smell applies in tefillah. The Goyen brings the example that it says that l'reyach nechoyach la'Hashem. The whole idea of korbanos is we bring it to a good smell of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that in tefillah, ketores is a good smell. We know that tefillah is one of the things you have to be very careful to smell more than learning. Not to have in a place that you have a bad smell because tefillah has to be in a place where the smell is okay. Mordechai has to do with smell. So says the guy, and the Gemara attaches him to tefillah, because if he's the power of smell, and smell is associated with davening, Mordechai has the inyan of davening. That's why the Gemara is associating his names to davening. That's what it is. The Maharal adds to this, in our Chadosh, he brings the Chazal that says that one of the reasons Esther invited Haman to the Mishneh was that the Am Yisrael should not think, we have a sister, we have somebody, you know, involved in politics. She's going to take care of everything. So therefore, she invited Haman. They should not stop davening. They should always davening. We know the tiny sister, we're starting tiny sister tomorrow. The refresher or bother, where does tiny sister come from? And they say the tiny sister comes, well, there's two explanations. Either because Esther commanded everybody to do a tiny in Pesach, and to remember that we do tiny today and tomorrow, or because when they fought, they had the war, which happened, Yud Gimel Be'adar, so they acted a fast. Either way, you know, that's the time of tefillah, tachanunim, yom, it's yom kehil, lakarili, everybody joined in war. So the first we ask, if it's tiny Esther, what does that have to do? It has to be done on Nisan, not on Adar. So the Torah says they moved him from Nisan to Adar, because in Nisan is time of Ke'ulu, you don't have to have a tiny. But what was the tiny of Esther? Go daven. You have to go daven. That was the drisha of Esther. Guy, if you want me to go take care, go to the king, have 3 days of tefillah and soyim and tachnunim, go daven. That's what we find again. You have tefillah in the Megillah. The Rambam, this, my father mentioned to me that Moshe Shapira, Zeichet Tzadik Livrache, used to quote this, and I saw today also the new sefer of Weintraub. He speaks about it as well. This Rambam is a very, most people don't know this Rambam, even people know Rambam very well. And the reason is, because the Rambam is not in the Rambam. The Rambam has an Akdama, has a preview to the Sefer, Yad HaChazaka. And then he goes through the entire mitzvahs. He gives a summary of all the mitzvahs. And afterwards, he ends with the mitzvahs derabbanan. And there in the end of the mitzvahs derabbanan, he says the following sentence. He says, what's the reason of Megillah? Shanevim beizdi tignu v'tzivu likros ha-Megillah boi nosa. You have to have Megillah in the right time. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim. Right? You have to go and say Baruch and Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to remind us the what? What he promised us in Torah. Kimi goy gadol shaloi loikim kravim elov kashem lakin bechol kravim elov. He brings the pasuk that the Gemara says refers to tefillah. What's the tefillah of Am Yisrael? That whenever we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have who to dive into. Kimi goy gadol shaloi loikim kravim elov kashem lakin bechol kravim elov. Whenever we dive into Hashem, he's right away there. Says the Rama, why do we have Megillah? To remember that whenever we dive, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu right there. Another place we see Megillah Purim has to do with tefillah. So the name Mordechai comes from Reach and tefillah. His name is associated with tefillah. And you have the tefillah that we had in time of Esther, and you have the tefillah that the Rama mentions. But what's the idea over here? What's the depth? What's the pshat that Purim is associated with tefillah? So, as we get to the called the Holy Days, Kaddish Digday Kapurim, it's already brought down in previous places that there's more of a gilui of Torah. You can go to more depths of Torah. The Arizal says that in the time of Purim, Am Yisrael was sleeping. Where do we find Am Yisrael sleeping? It says that Haman told Achashverosh, Yeshno Yam Echad, Yeshno Min HaMitzvahs, they're sleeping. Chazal tell us, he spoke Yeshno, also Kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also sleeping. Everybody's sleeping. And the idea of sleeping is that Am Yisrael, really, they were not deserving. They were not acting appropriately. Am Yisrael at that time were in Golos. It was after Churban Bayis Rishon. The Beis Hamikdash Rishon was destroyed. Meaning, Am Yisrael was at a time where they didn't deserve to have a Beis Hamikdash. In between the two Beis Hamikdash. As the Ramban mentions, as we said in previous years, that when we get to the time, the Gemara tells us that there was a time, there was a Meidah Rabba Lo Raisa, the Gemara Shabbos says, there was a time when Am Yisrael questioned the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, that happened now. In the time right around the time of Megillas Esther, right before Purim, Am Yisrael came to Yecheskel Anavi, and he told Yecheskel, "Kluisha Shagir Shabailo, a woman that was divorced, or Eved Shagir Sharaboy, or a slave who was kicked out of the house, Klum Yeshlem Zelz, eh? Do they have anything on each other? We have nothing. In other words, they came with that philosophy, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had a Beis Hamikdash, we had a great time together, it's over." It's over. Chas v'shalom. So therefore, there's no Beis Hamikdash. We don't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from here on, we should be disconnected. And Yecheskel, as Ramban brings, Yecheskel Novi answers, Im eloi biyad chazako b'zura netuya im loich aleichem. There's no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always going to be connected. But that time is a time where Am Yisrael, what the reason means, Am Yisrael and Moshe to be sleeping, it means that there's a lack of apparent relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. It looks terrible. There's no Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. There's no Beis Hamikdash. It was right after 410 years that Am Yisrael had a very live relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all that now seems to be over. As we mentioned in last week's shiur, the Gemara in Yuma that tells us that the Nevi'im came and said, we don't see the Kibur and Neir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so powerful and fearful. He's not showing it. It's a time where Am Yisrael, where the relationship of Am Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a sleeping mode. And that's a time where Am Yisrael are on the lowest level. And when they're in the lowest level, they really don't deserve. They don't deserve to get anything. And as the Gemara tells us, that when Am Yisrael came to the lowest, called the Tachtis HaMadrega, the lowest place they could have been, is they went to the Seudah of Amon. They enjoyed that Seudah. They wanted to be associated with the Goyim. They wanted to be associated with Haman. with the Achashverosh, right? The Rosh is with the Achashverosh. Of course, it says the Haman had the idea as well. Meaning, Am Yisrael is right now in a very bad relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't deserve anything. And they actually, Al Pi Din, based on what they, based on judgment, they deserve to Chas Hashem have a Kloya. As it says, the Mordechai went up to Shemayim, the Gemara says, and he went and he checked, and Chazal tell us, that he said, was the Gzeira, is it Chosum Betit, or is it Chosum Bedam? Is it sealed with teeth, or what translation of teeth?
Clay,
cement. Or is it done with blood? And as the famous Remez that it says, Le Abdom means Loi Bedam, it's all, don't worry, it's not with blood. There was a Gzeira Mishamayim, Lahashmin Lahargul Abd of Haman, was representing what really came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael didn't have, they didn't deserve it. But then when came that Gzeira of Haman, and the Mice Amisol was about to Chas Hashem perish from the world.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Came something deeper. And that depth is what a father, the love that a father has to his son. There's a prino that, in the words of the Arizal, there's a prino called Abba that was revealed in the time of Purim. And just for what we need, for us, it means when a father sees his son in a dangerous situation, in a life-threatening situation, it doesn't matter if the son is doing well or not doing well, you have rachme avalabe. And I saw it today, the Rav Shushan Pinchus, he brought a mussel to this thing, based on the shroom that he heard from Weintraub. He said that Moshe Ma'ad Derbendeme is, you see, there's a son who's not doing well. He's not behaving well. He's not acting nice with his father. He doesn't have derecherets. And the father is punishing him. And the father is not having nachas from him. And the father is screaming at him. And he's telling him, you're going to be punished and you deserve this. I'm not going to give you. And the son says, I want this, I want this. He says, I'm not giving you anything. You don't deserve anything. You have to improve your ways. And if not, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. The son leaves the house, goes downstairs, crosses the street, and Lo Aleinu is involved in a car accident. And he's there in ICU for a few days, and they're not sure if he's going to make it. And then Baruch Hashem, there's a tremendous nace, and he survives, and he heals, and he goes back to himself. And now he comes back home. Now the father comes, the son, who he thought is about to die. He almost lost him. Now the son says, Daddy, I want this, I want this. He says, of course, my dear son, whatever you want. I'm so happy you're alive. I'll give you something even though you don't deserve. Somebody who wasn't aware of the accident, comes the week early, the week before, he sees the father screaming at his son, yelling at him, telling him, I'm not giving you a thing. Then a week later, the father's loving, caring, doesn't care what the son is doing, just to give to the son. That's that bystander looks around and says, what's going on over here? Are you right now punishing your son, or are you giving free love to your son? So what's the answer? Well, it depends. When I'm trying to educate him, and I'm dealing now with his deeds, and I have to improve his ways, so now I'm not giving him anything. But when you get the situation where it's a life-threatening situation, well, now I'm just pouring him love right now. Comes the rachme aval abein, that doesn't matter what you're doing. And that was the Chiddush HaPurim. The Chiddush HaPurim was, it was the Gilu, the Am Yisrael were so bad, and the relationship seemed to be so terrible. But then we got to Mislacham, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that the Chiddush HaPurim was, it was not only Me'avdus L'Cheirus, not only went out from slavery to redemption, but in Misa L'Chaim, it went to life. There was a life-threatening situation. In order to overcome the life-threatening situation, you have this special love, the special aval that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that we have in Purim. A special flow of chesed and aval that way beyond what we deserve. But when you get to Misa L'Chaim, then you have that special relationship, which is above everything else. And that's why this relationship, as we mentioned in previous weeks, is a relationship that remains for Olam Habo. That's why Purim is the Moed that stays for Olam Habo, Because that relationship of love, unconditional love, is not normal. That's what will be the whole time. Now, how does that person deserve something? You need to work on it. But when you get to Purim, you have that unconditional love. The Abba, who's revealing and coming in Rachmei Av, when you are in that situation, where it's a life-threatening situation. That is something that was revealed in Purim. But, and here comes the point of tefillah. This is beautiful. This is the idea of Purim. This is the love, the unconditional love. But in order to have even that unconditional love, there's one thing you do need to do. You need to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving it. If there's the minimal amount saying, I know I'm pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shapira Zechtzai Livracha always used to mention that tefillah is a lashon of pniya. The sheirush of pei lamen refers to point you face. What do you face to? Tefillah means you are facing towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He also added that many philosophers ask, what do you ask? What are you davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You're davening to Hashem. I want this, I want that, I want this. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows very well what you need. What's the idea of tefillah? Really, in Havdil in Islam, that their prayer doesn't have requests. It has only shvach, has only praises. Hashem knows what I need. I'm going to come and tell him what I need. But the Aymek HaTfilah is Lashon Pniya, is you have to go and face HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving. If you don't face him, so he won't give you. Even things that you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to give, it needs to come at least from the Kabbalah, from the acceptance of a person. And we have that right in the beginning of the Bria. Kayadua, it says that Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rashi says, Rashi brings it in the beginning of Chumash, that Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world already, the world was ready to blossom. There was ready for all the the chayim, you know, the grass to grow, and all the vegetables, everything to come out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for the Adam to be created, and what did the Adam have to do? Daven. Spala aleihem v'tzamchu. What's the point? It's coming out anyway. The Adam didn't work on it. The Adam didn't do anything. It's coming out as it's a miracle anyway. It's happening on its own. But the pshat is, yeah, I'm giving you everything on your own, but you need to at least be poignant. You need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize, in order to get it. That's the idea of the tefillah that you have in Purim. Purim is a time where we're above and beyond. We're getting things that we don't deserve. There's a special aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rach Me'av Laben. But that Rach Me'av Laben comes in one condition. You need to recognize. You need to dive into Hashem. You need to say, Hashem, it's you. That's the tefillah, that's the idea. And that's the reason the Chazal tell us the Yom, it's what the Ma'isa the Arizal, the Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Purim is a higher level. Because Yom Kippur and Purim have something in common. Yom Kippur, it's also, you go and you daven to Hashem and you get more than what you deserve. You have daven, you mechila, kapara, you get a tshuva, you get things, you're not on that level. But in order to do that, you have to go and bring yourself to elevate yourself to a higher place. You have to become a malach. No eating, no drinking. Regular yishara, levanim. And Purim, you're getting all that when you're in this world. Olam hazeh. You're living your life. You're living this world and you're drinking, you're eating, and adurah, but you have your olam hazeh dik life. And there, your tefillah works to get everything for free. Get all these things. As they brought down the Goyim, then Yom Kippur and Purim are the parallel. Yom Kippur is the time you can't eat, so Purim, every chag you have, chetzel Hashem, chetzel lachem. You dive into Hashem, but you also eat. And Yom Kippur, you only fast. Purim is the other size, you only eat. But they both are connected. They both are that you're coming and diving to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something you do not deserve. That's why tefillah is so important in Purim. That's why Esther says that Yidin, you have to daven. That's the tiniest Esther, at least in one concept. Remember the davening, the tiniest. You have to be poignant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for this gilu to come. Mordechai is the Reach. And when you speak about Torah, as the Goyen says, you speak about Torah. Torah is everything what you do and what you accomplish with your mind, with your maisim, based on who you are. But tefillah is when you come and you get something you don't deserve. You down to Hashem and say, please give me something. I don't deserve it. It's not because I did this, I deserve it. It's nothing. You're a Berachim, you're a Rabbi. I'm going to you, my father, Rach me Avol Ben, give it to me. And then the Kishbuch has the Rach and gives it to you. And that's why the tefillah is so essential to Purim. Because in order for Purim to work, in order to have that Gilu, you have Avol, that's unconditional, you give it when it's Mislachayim, you must have the tefillah, you must have the pniyah, you must have turn around to Kishbuch and say, please give it to us. And that was the chiddush of Purim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can lean on Him. He's going to give you. With the Lashon of the Rambam that we had, the Rambam says, what was the chiddush of Purim that we remember? Is, we know over here, that Kimi Goy Gado, She'eloikim Korvim Elav, Kashim Elokeinu, Bechol Koreinu Elav, whenever we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just turn to Him. He's always there for you. You think there's no relationship? You think that Kadosh Baruch Hu now left us and we're done? The opposite. We have right now is, we have here, we're close, because Kishbuk is carrying us in His arms. And He's the Rach Me'amal Ben, you always can turn to Him for tefillah. He's always there for us. Maybe it's concealed, we don't see it, but He's always there. That was the Chiddush of Purim that connects, we spoke last week, about the Chiddush that came through Purim, that we saw that Kishbuk is Nayron, is Gibor. There is the revelation of Hashem, we see it. Because you always can turn to Him. Even when we don't deserve it, and even when the relationship is not great, we still always can turn to Him. But we have to turn to Him. That's why Purim is a time where there's a great revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's giving us something we don't deserve. If we turn to Him. That's why the tefillah of Purim is so essential. And with that, we go back to the idea of Matnas Leviv Yoni. In Purim, let's speak about these two, one of the two mitzvahs that we do have. Two mitzvahs of Matras Levyoni Mishloach Manas. Mishloach Manas is the connection of people together. As we can do, there's a discussion in the Poskim, what's the reason Mishloach Manas? Is it just to be Mar Be'av of Ach V'Reus? Or to make sure that everybody has a meal to eat? But regardless, the idea is we're taking care and with Mishloach Manas for the people themselves. We're enjoying it, we're eating it, we're getting together, we're becoming the receiver of what Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us. Matanas Lev Yoinim is where we are doing the other part of Purim. We're the givers. We're giving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in Purim, and Am Yisrael got together and received. Mishloach Manos is what we're receiving. We're enjoying. We have a seudah with our friends. We have a simcha and achdus together. That's the simcha that we had in Purim. The Matanas Lev Yoinim is, so to speak, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave in Purim. The same idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving in Purim, unconditional love, that's what Matanas Lev Yoinim is all about. And that's why Matanas Lev Yoinim on Purim is a special inyan. We have Matanas Lev Yoinim over here that we give it, but we don't ask questions. Call a poishid yad noistim loy. Because the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us love unconditionally, so we are, when we represent the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give Matanas Lev Yoinim with no questions. And that's why it's not part of Meiser. Meiser is you're obligated to give tzedakah. But here we're not giving what we're obligated. Now it's LP Din. We're giving more. We're giving what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, you know, unconditional love. And that's why, when we get to Purim, especially, says the Rambam, what's so special about Purim? Mutav la'adam la'abriz matas la'evyoinim la'abriz besu'udoso v'shlach monas la'veyo. It's better for a person to give matas la'evyoinim than to be v'shlach monas. Better to represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu over here than the us amishol the receiver. Because there's no simcha g'dayla than giving to that neem and the people that need it. And then the conclusion of the Lashon of the Rambam is, shamesameyach levo u'loli me'elu. He's similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving unconditional to people that need it the most. The people who don't have anything. The pasuk the Rambam is quoting is the pasuk the Gemara brings in the end of Megillah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to the lowest people. I'll just read that. I want to conclude here the shir. The Gemara says, You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be so powerful, but he goes down to the lowest place. See, the word says, it says in Torah, Nevi'im Miksuvim. And Torah it says, Kashem Lokechem Lokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim. He's great, he's the biggest. But the word says afterwards, Oise Mishpat Yosoim Ba'almona. He takes care of the poor people, the orphans, and the widows that need the most help. What's the Nevi'im? So great up there. It goes down to the doko shval ruach, the people that don't have anything on their own. Meshulish b'ksuvim, what is it? That's the pasuk the Rama brings. Of yisoyimim, dain almanos, he takes care of the big miskinim. That's the whole concept that happened in Purim. Our father in Himmel, that we, so to speak, have no relationship with, comes a love from the highest place to the Am Yisrael that really don't deserve anything. And in one of the only places, basically, in Tanakh, that Am Yisrael is considered to be a Jew, a Yehudi, is in the Megillah. So I just heard this week from my good Chaver, Yossi Shonkov, he told me, he says, what's a Yehudi? Yehudi comes from the word Yehuda. Yehuda means Yud Kivov Ke Hashem, and the word Dalet. Dalet always represents, the letter Dalet represents Dal. Something you don't have anything on Yom. The minimum Yehudi means, as the Gemara says, Shehin Okoif Avodazar. I'm not asking you to be the biggest Talmid Chacham. I'm not asking you to do the biggest mitzvahs. All I'm asking you is, just don't Avodazar. Just know who is your father. Just know who to be pointed to. That's the idea of Purim. You have the minimum amount. Just tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you unconditional love. That was the chiddush Misa L'Chaim that we had in prayer. And that's the mitzvah that we have, Moter Slav Yoyim, to give unconditional love, to be doyme to the Shekhinah. So, Beis Hashem, we should be zoyche this Purim, to really go ahead and receive this love. That's why it's brought down, the sefer of Yisrael Weintraub, is that how Purim is such an unbelievable day for tefillah. So the Sfasemis says it as well. You have in Purim is a time where a person can daven and receive and be asked the same way we give. Call a poishid yad noistim loy. So everybody in davening also could go to Kadosh Baruch Hu, call a poishid yad, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them. It's not just stam, you know, because we're doing the mitzvah today. But that's the essence of Purim. The essence of Purim is unconditional love, but it's one condition. It's unconditional to one extent. You have to do tefillah. You have to be pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us unconditional love. B'shefa, mole, bracha, v'atzlocha, that we should get Be'ez Hashem in this part.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.